Talk Live, and we're doing the live Saturday edition of this program. You can join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. The phones are loaded right now, so patience. We will get you on the air if you are on hold, and you can talk about anything you want. Though, for those of you just tuning in the last hour, we did focus a little bit on the Pledge of Allegiance, and Mark, your question was, why do we need this thing? Isn't it just brainwashing? Pro-state, pro-fascist, socialist brainwashing? So that was one of the questions you could answer. You could also bring up anything you want. We've had comments on health care and the police state as well. 855-450-FREE. In fact, we left off with E-Rod listening in Georgia, and you were telling us about, I'm glad you stuck on the line here, E-Rod, because I feel like we didn't get your story out completely. You had a police encounter with a family in the car. You made a statement to your daughter, which sounded relatively reasonable. You didn't sound like you were out of control or anything like that. But the officer lost his cool and snapped at you.
Right, and you know, anybody who's had kids knows that sometimes if they don't feel heard, they'll repeat the same thing over and over and over again. When you feel like you've heard it, there's just nothing to say to it. And then it's like, I've heard it 9 times. That's enough. Thank you.
Exactly. And that's all it was. It wasn't an aggression. I love my daughter. I'd never harm her. But it was just really a case of this policeman trying to start something. And, you know, and I speak to those who always, this is like the conversation I had last night. You know, people say, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you know, you shouldn't have to worry about it. Well, you know, I remind you, here's the point of the whole story, is that, remember, I was in total compliance of the law. In other words, I wasn't speeding. I was within the lines. They pulled me over. I didn't ask to go through your checkpoint, you know. They're the ones who stopped me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they go off like this. I mean, what would they have me do? Tell me. I want someone to tell me, oh, you know, if I did something wrong. Oh, maybe I know what I didn't do. Maybe I didn't have my biweekly family meetings where I take my dining room chairs, place them in my living room, fashion them in the form of automobile seating, and get my stopwatch out and have weekly drills so hopefully my response time could be something acceptable to these people, you know? Or maybe I should have had my papers and effects and clear plastic envelopes around our necks so when these people stop me, I can immediately have these things to show them. But no, you just have these cops who are just totally out of control, who just want to start something, and
absolutely,
they terrorize my family. My 12-year-old daughter was crying. So thank you, cops. Now you have my 16-year-old son at that time and my 12-year-old daughter. Now they know that, you know what? They've seen their father. They know dad's a good man. He takes care of us. He plays with us. He gives us things. Cops bad. Cops scream. My wife jumped up. I mean, the whole car was terrorized. And you know what? I had to feel like less than a man, because if any other man would terrorize my family, oh, I'd be up in your face.
Absolutely, but
no,
in this case, you couldn't do anything about it. And I like how you said he was trying to instigate you, because it's not just in this case where this happens, but also a lot of times home raids, police will shoot a cat or shoot a dog. And the intention there is to get a rise out of you.
Exactly.
So you'll jump at them, and then they'll have the opportunity to beat the living crap out of you,
exactly,
or possibly shoot you to death.
Exactly. When you push, people push back. So, like I said, any other man, I would be up in their face, but with a cop, shut up, boy, and just take it. And that's what I did. And I feel like less than a man, because I did it because I don't want my son to get killed.
Well, you did the right thing. I mean, I get the frustration, and I totally understand. And E-Rod, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. But I think you did the right thing in that case, because at least you got to go home with your family. I mean, had you jumped at the cop, and you know, then maybe he would have beaten you to death or whatever.
Humility, if you can learn its value, is its own reward. But I do think that many times our public servants have found that it's okay for them, and even in some cases, they're taught to do this, is to you know, make the situation worse, to, you know, accelerate whatever is going on there. I had a situation where I had an expired driver's license. I had two of them. You know, one was a temporary one, and I thought, oh, this will be great to get on the plane with. I can leave my good driver's license in the car right where I need it, and I'll just use this one for, you know, whatever I need to, if I have to buy some beer in the store or if I'm going someplace. So I kept it in my wallet. I didn't realize that, you know, an expired driver's license is going to be a problem for getting on a plane. I wasn't going to drive the plane. So, yeah, they wanted to super screen me and do all this, you know, pat-down stuff, and this was a few years ago. And I said I would prefer not to have you put your hands on me. And I was surrounded by, like, 9 law enforcement officers and a dog. Mm. And one of the law enforcement officers, a Londonderry police officer, thought the best way to handle this problem was to move into my personal space and say, "You got a problem?" I mean, really. Rather than dealing with a citizen in a way that, you know, attempting to expedite the situation, find out what the issue is, you know, find what the matter is, perhaps these fine TSA agents have made a mistake. No. No, none of that. Just, hey, you got a problem, as if I'm, you know, I mean, I've heard this from bullies.
That's
on the playground.
Say. Sounds like a schoolyard bully to me. Let's go to Benjamin, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hey, Benjamin, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing? I just had a comment regarding your statement about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Well, I agree that I don't think you should have to say it for the government. When I think of saying the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God, it helps me remember that what America is supposed to be, not what we are. I know our government sucks, too big, but when I say the pledge, it helps me remember what it can be if we stand together as one people, you know, irregardless of the government. You know, the American people is what defines the country.
Well, you know, I wonder about this, you know, the statements of the people. I understand what you're saying, and this is, you know, this is a concept that that people will often talk about. But it does say, I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. And the republic is the government, right?
Well, in a republic, it should, ideally, of course it's not in this country because I think our government's oppressive, but ideally a republic is of the people, for the people. Abraham Lincoln said that.
There's lots of platitudes.
He was also a killer.
I'm
a Civil War reactor. I'm no fan of Lincoln, I assure you.
Yeah.
There are lots of platitudes that surround the government, no doubt, because the government wouldn't have any power if it didn't claim to be of the people. So, you know, I mean, I get it. I'm absolutely proud of the American people. But I'm also kind of proud of, you know, the people that make up America, which all came from all different other places. I'm proud of people that work hard and people that, you know, put principle before their own personal gain. You know, these are the people I'm proud of, and I'm not sure that that's represented by our government. I'm reasonably certain it's not represented by our government, and I'm not even certain it's represented by all the people.
Well, I completely agree with you. And can I make one comment regarding?
Sure, go ahead.
I agree that there are a lot of cops that are not doing their job. But, I mean, my grandfather was a cop, and he stopped a lot of pedophiles and child abusers. I mean, granted, police can abuse their power, but I would make sure you don't generalize all of them. Some of them do give their lives in defending, you know, people from, you know, very dangerous people.
The giving of your life situation, oftentimes, you know, you understand that the police officer is oftentimes doesn't even reach the top 10 most dangerous jobs in America. If you want to find the most dangerous jobs in America, look at long haul truckers, look at fishermen.
Isn't garbage man more dangerous?
You can look at the top 10 list. And I mean, you know, if you eat fish, thank them for their service. Because I've never heard anybody, I hear people thanking soldiers and I hear people thanking cops, and I'm a firefighter. I hear people even thanking firefighters, and people have walked up to me and thanked me as if I've ever done, you know, I mean, anything that's amazing. I generally direct traffic.
We thank people for every service we get.
Right. Well, I understand, but I always wonder, why is it that we're busy thanking the people in uniforms, the people that work for governments?
I would just ask yourself, what would a state be like without police, and just try to measure that.
Well,
sounds wonderful.
My town's without police. Do you expect it to be, you know, a terrible anarchy?
Well, if there was large-scale absence of police officers, I do believe so.
There are zero police in my town. There's no police station.
What part of the country do you live in?
No cop. What country do I live in? What country do you think I live in?
What part of the country?
Oh, I live in New England.
Okay, New England. I mean, there's some parts of my town where I would not venture without there being a police presence in Charleston.
I'll tell you, there are most, just about all parts of my town that no criminal would venture without getting put holes in put in them.
Hey, Benjamin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts.
I believe it's free citizens, you know, that protect me in my town.
I don't want to see having no protection services, but I do want to see...
we need protection.
I want to see the end of the monopoly on policing services. I want to have a competitive open market in protection services. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. The live Saturday edition, 1-855-450-FREE, is the SACL CAI toll free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and enjoy the features that we give to you. Features like archives. If you would like, you can download years worth of Free Talk Live. They're all there for you. You can just click and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can also drop into our SoundCloud page and then use SoundCloud's sharing option to easily share a Free Talk Live archive, whichever one you like. You know, share it on your Facebook, Twitter, you know, your blog site, wherever it is you want. They have different options for different social networking sites over through their share button over at the SoundCloud page, which you can reach by going to freetalklive.com. Look over on the left-hand side under Listen and Share, and you'll find our SoundCloud link right there. It's all free.
If I told you that there was a new currency out there that would allow you to send and receive payments anywhere in the world with no fees through the Internet, that it was mathematically impossible for it to be counterfeited or inflated, it was mathematically impossible for anyone, including governments or banking organizations, to block you from sending or receiving payments, it was mathematically impossible for anyone to freeze your account, it's impossible for anyone to interfere with your account in any way, and if you're careful about it, that it's completely anonymous, just like cash is. I mean, this currency, there is one, and this currency is called Bitcoins. It's 100% completely in your control. It's your own money. And you can go find out more about Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. It's a great site. I think that Bitcoins...
It's great.
I think Bitcoins are going to change the Internet and consequently change the world.
It's already starting.
Yeah, they're the biggest invention since the Internet.
Mm. Yeah, I think that you can make that claim.
I really do.
That's a big claim.
It's a big, big claim.
And I think that you can make it because money is so critical. I mean, what was it, Rothschild? I think Baron von Rothschild said something like, I care not
about the governments of the world. Give me control of the money and I shall rule the planet.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Well, now the money, the control
it's
of the money.
I have a better quote than he does.
Now the control of the money is being taken out of the hands of the international banksters. It's being taken out of the hands of the international governments of the world. And it has been placed in your hands if you choose it. I mean, you have to go and actually get some Bitcoins. Of course, BitInstant.com makes that easy.
Yes, that's right.
You can go and take cash to, 700,000 locations across the U.S. and Brazil, I believe.
Brazil and the Soviet, or the Russia.
Oh, was it Russia, not Canada? Okay. But they're adding more countries to that.
Surely there's got to be Canada on this list, too. I'll have to check into Canada.
Check in with the BitInstant guys. But you actually had asked the BitInstant guys about getting money out of, or getting cash out of Bitcoins.
Yeah. And you can do it without fees. Yeah.
Without having a bank account.
Without having a bank account. That's right. I'm sorry.
So, yes. You don't need to have any account in the banking system at all to interact with and change money into and from Bitcoins. Go to BitInstant.com to learn more. 855-450-FREE. To your phone calls and your thoughts, let's go to Josh, listening in Lincoln, Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes, sir.
In Nebraska, they're trying to make it or the school board of education is trying to make it a law to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Right now, they just do it.
Just
but they're
do it,
actually yeah. trying to set aside time, make it a law to do it. I think that's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, would there be some sort of punishment for the school children who did not participate?
I have no idea about that, probably.
That sounds crazy talk. If they were to go ahead and do that, go that far, but this is one of those. This is one of those sort of feel good laws that are so common out there. Let's make milk the state drink. That kind of thing. Well, let's set aside 1 minute every day for children to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, they'll all stand up, and that's good exercise. Standing's good. And they'll say this. Six lines of script, and then they'll sit down and they'll do what they're told. It's awesome.
I was talking to this guy the other day, and he brought this up. I guess some guy in Lincoln is, trying to, make this not a lie. And he was like, this guy wants to take the Pledge of Allegiance out of schools, and he was making this big deal about it. And I don't know. I just thought it was pretty ridiculous.
It's an easy thing to do.
He doesn't understand that it. It doesn't have to be a law for people to do it. He's not trying to take it out of schools. He's just, tired of laws. That's that's the way I
I'd say take it out of schools. But thank you, Josh, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Take
this
it
is
out.
One of those layups for people to be sort of involved politically. Nobody's going to get on your case for saying, I love the flag. It's awesome. I give, give that flag a big hug. You know, I mean, nobody's going to say, well, you know, you, I disagree with you. Nobody's going to say that because this is truly the easy thing to do because it's and most people don't consider it worth the trouble. And I don't frankly care. If you want to say stand up and, you know, put your hand over your heart and close your eyes and stand on one leg and, you know, say little prayers to, you know, piece of cloth, go right ahead. I
don't
care.
Force my kid to do it.
Well, my kid, you can't force my kid to do it. My kid's homeschooled.
That's a good point. I mean, obviously, I think that pulling your kids out of government schools is the best thing that can happen. But otherwise, I would absolutely support some sort of motion to remove the pledge from these schools. It's just brainwashing, and it you know, brings young people into this idea that the state is wonderful and that it's something to be worshipped. And it's creepy.
They're pledging allegiance to it. A liege is a king.
Mm.
And, you know, to me, I think that allegiance is, you know, to a republic is, you know, just doesn't really make any sense at all. I mean, a republic is supposed to reflect the wants and desires of the people, but, you know, and then for the people to pledge their allegiance to it as though they put their wants and desires away upon, I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Dakota is on the line listening to Myrtle Beach's WRNN. Hey, Dakota.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's on your mind?
I was calling about the guy that was in the service for 40 years, and I respect all the servicemen out there, but what they're fighting for, you're absolutely right. It's like a cult. It's
well, they're fighting for politicians. They're fighting for the
right.
Whims of politicians.
They're putting them out there, though.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and but I don't you think there's some responsibility? I'm with you. It's politically inexpedient to say, well, the soldiers are people who are taking money in order to follow the will of politicians.
The man that's sitting here in the White House, that was, it's not right.
Yeah, I mean, if politicians are liars and thieves, then...
They are.
If they are, I mean, many people will tell you that this is true.
Didn't Lennon write a song about it, Imagine?
Yes.
And then I wonder, who are the people that follow their will for paychecks? I mean,
You're absolutely right.
I was thinking about going into the military when I was a young man, too. I'm not going to, I am as guilty as the rest of the people out there. But
well,
I just
I'm Native
wonder.
American. I would never follow none of them rules.
And well, I'm partially Native American myself.
Like
yeah, I smartened up before I ended up. I did not come close to joining the military, but I did consider it for a little while. And when you're young and you don't know anything, then it seems like a possibility. They've got money, they'll pay you, and you know it's a guaranteed job. And
sounds like a better place to work than a burger joint, right?
Well, that's what you're taught. That's what you're taught.
Oh,
people
absolutely.
People need to do their research.
No doubt about it, and that's why I think counter-recruiting is so important. Dakota, I don't know if you have more. You're welcome to hang on if you had another comment on something else. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. It's important to get information that counters what the military is indoctrinating young people with into their hands so they can make an informed choice. Free Talk Live.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx. face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. It's toll-free. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we give to you there. So head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive in various different ways, including you can go sign up for news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever method is best for you. Choose your preference. It's all free. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. Hey, if you're like me, and liberty's important to you, that is, freedom to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else, and you're willing to stand up for the liberties of other people, even those with whom you may not necessarily agree, you need to get together with other people like you, people that think in the same way, people that believe in the ideas and the principles of liberty.
Because sadly, there aren't enough of us.
There really aren't. There really aren't. And there aren't, not only are there not enough people who believe in the principles of liberty, there certainly aren't enough people who are willing to do something about it. So we need to get the people together who are willing to do something and to work towards more liberty in our lifetime. You can be a part of the Free State Project. There are over 1,000 people already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. People who, like you and I, Mark, have picked up our lives, We're originally from Florida. We made the move back in 2006. There are new people moving every single year, every month. They're coming up to New Hampshire, moving into various different parts, whether it's Keene, where we live, or the seacoast, perhaps Concord, the capital, state capital, Manchester, the big city. There's lots of different places. Of course, plenty of little places out in the woods, too, for those of you who like to get away from it all. But there's all kinds of opportunities to do activism here, because there are already people with their boots on the ground, getting their feet wet. They're doing the activism that it's going to take to see changes. We already saw some big changes just this week in New Hampshire with the approval of the jury nullification bill that was signed into law by the governor, who normally is not that great, but in this case he did the right thing.
There's also a very important school choice bill that went through that allows businesses to redirect their property tax money towards other educational sources, so not just, you know, something beyond charter schools and you know, the school choices you see in then other states. This is a whole new step in the direction of school choice.
And then it was what was it, early this year or late last year, that they cut the budget? They actually cut the New Hampshire state budget
by more than 11%.
How many other states
are doing that? That doesn't mean the projected budget of this year, you know, where it's upgraded from last year. Well, we cut 11% off of the amount we expected to increase the budget by. No, no. That if you look at last year and this year, it was cut. Yes, 11% lower. Now, sadly, that only cuts it back to 2006 levels. And I'd like
but
to
how many
see
other places is that happening?
No, no,
so, you know, you get the people together who are willing to take action and you get results. And there are over 12,000 people that have signed up for the Free State Project. Excuse me, I keep saying that. It's not true. Nearly 12,000 people. You have to correct me on that, Mark, if I
yep,
say
sorry
that
about
wrong
that.
Again. Nearly 12,000 people have signed up for this thing. We want to reach 20,000. So we've got a little ways to go. And if you love liberty, you owe it to yourself to go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Actually, we've got somebody on the line here. You can call in about anything you want. Coming up, a third grader's been strip searched. Why? We'll explain it. But first, Rebecca is calling from Dublin, nearby Dublin, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple of things. I was driving into Keene this morning, and there was a bus on the right-hand side of me that had a lot of decals and pictures all over it, and I was trying to remember the name. It was called Phoenix Liberty or Phoenix Freedom. Have you heard anything about that?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about MARV. It's the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. And I think you were probably seeing one of the many advertisers on MARV, which would be Freedom's Phoenix.
Oh, Freedom's Phoenix. Yes, that was it. I homeschooled my child when he was younger and was going to join the military when I was, probably about 25. And I'm completely aware that the military is totally out of control. But I was just wondering what your take on is, in a perfect world, what kind of military we would have.
Great question. Mark, do you want to field that?
I think that it's difficult to say really what this perfect world would look like. But I think that, you know, for one, it would probably be focused far more on defense than on offense.
Right.
You know, one thing that I think is interesting is they have the technology for ballistic cannons to shoot 500 miles. And they probably, if they felt like it, they could do more than that. Intercontinental ballistic missiles can be taken down by, what would essentially be a big shot. Gun, and you'd have the whole threat of nuclear weapons destroyed by putting up a certain amount of these things. It wouldn't take very many when you're talking about 500 mile radiuses, but you'd probably want one every 100 miles or so. So I would think that could probably be maintained by militias and that kind of thing, just concerned citizens. I know in the town that I live in, there are a dozen guys to maybe two dozen people, I should say. There's some women involved. Involved, that are, care enough to be involved in the local fire department. Why wouldn't people care enough to be involved in local militias? It wouldn't take much to have this kind of defense. You know, certainly once you figure out how to create a shield, somebody figures out how to create a sword. But this is, what people's biggest fear in the world is right now is intercontinental ballistic missiles. And, one way to handle that.
Okay, so that's Mark's answer, and here's mine. I think that the perfect world would be one in which we're not forced at the threat of violence to support things that we don't agree with. So, for instance, if we're actually free people, and we're not, but someday when we actually are, we'll have the freedom to say no to things that we disagree with. So, for instance, I want to say no to the U.S. military in its current form. In fact, I have no interest in having a centralized force like that. I think that centralization, I think it's been shown over over decades and decades, if not hundreds of years, that centralization fails. You know, whether it's the Soviet military or the U.S. military, central planning fails. And so if you want to defend yourself effectively, then having a decentralized method of doing that makes a whole lot more sense. Mark's, what you're describing there is essentially a decentralized method. There wouldn't, what you're saying, Mark, wouldn't be, you know, commanded by some general who's deciding everything from
one
location.
You're going to need some kind of integrated computer system to track intercontinental ballistic missiles. But, they, you know, the internet isn't commanded by anyone, but it's very integrated.
Well, I mean, look at Bitcoin. There's an open source example of something that's very, very effective and very, very useful that doesn't have any central control whatsoever. So what I'd like to see is people being able to come up with whatever solutions the marketplace would come up with, whatever it is that people are demanding as far as protection services are concerned. I trust that the market is going to come up and supply those services. So maybe people do want this missile protection, like Mark is saying, and they're willing to pay for it, then great. They're going to be able to have that. Or maybe they don't want something that's that radical. Maybe there's an area in which people just feel like peace is more appropriate and they don't need a bunch of armaments around to make themselves feel good. So maybe they would, you know, they would just go ahead and take their own risk and not have that sort of protection. But perhaps each household would want to have, you know, they would get to decide whether or not they wanted to have firearms to defend right. themselves. Whatever it is that doesn't involve violence being initiated against somebody to support something. So as long as I have the freedom to opt out, as long as I have the freedom to say no, I don't want to support that, I really don't care what kind of protection systems are put in place. It doesn't bother me so long as I'm not being attacked by them. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. It makes it even seem more so far gone. Bases all over the world and not being told exactly why we're going places, and the amount of money, the amount of resources, the amount of lies, the amount of people that don't care because they need to work. You know, they have a certain amount of time, and they get lied to get pumped up to be number one. Bringing all of that back home for defense would just be amazing. It would be a different country.
If you had defense, and this is something I'd like to point out, is, you know, a lot of people feel a lot of fear. And they rightfully should. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, or whatever it is, some people felt strongly enough about United States foreign policy. If you read their manifestos, this is what they say about the United States foreign policies and the countries to whom the United States government chooses to give taxpayer dollars, that they were willing to kill themselves, suicide themselves into buildings and kill more than 3,000 Americans. No wonder people feel fear. But the reason they feel fear is because of the foreign policy. So then the foreign policy gets more aggressive, so they feel more fear. Hey, you won't feel fear. There'd be no reason to attack if the United States just minded its own business.
It's really difficult to get people when you're talking to them to see that other side of it.
Rebecca, great questions tonight. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up.
Get in the zone.
Keeping an engine running clean and efficient is the best way to help maximize mileage, and regular oil changes are the best way to do it. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $21.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil for just a few dollars more. See store for restrictions and details. And for more gas-saving tips, get to AutoZone today. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Get in the zone.
Keeping an engine running clean and efficient is the best way to help maximize mileage, and regular oil changes are the best way to do it. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $21.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil for just a few dollars more. See store for restrictions and details. And for more gas-saving tips, get to AutoZone today. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low.
low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices. And CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people will view to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Today only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House No. 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. And you'll find links there to different Amazons for different countries. There's Amazon US, of course, and Amazon Canada, as well as Amazon UK. And you click into the right Amazon for you, order whatever it is you want, have it delivered to your door, get a great deal, free Super Saver shipping, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time. Last month, actually, last April was really good for us with Amazon. So thanks to everybody who kind of the payments trail by a couple months. So April's the latest numbers we've got. Thanks to everybody who shops through shop.freetalklive.com. It's a great way for you to get the stuff you're looking for that you're going to buy anyway. You're going to get a great deal, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. So really, it's win-win for everybody. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You know, I think that our last caller has a really good question about, you know, what's the ideal picture of a military? What should it look like in this country if you could have your way and then, you know, snap your fingers
tomorrow?
And
my way is human rights. My way is the belief that people have rights, that the belief that liberty is the best choice for people. That, and liberty to me means that people are able to do what they want so long as they don't harm other individuals. And, you know, the military question, when you're talking about cops, courts, roads, these are, you know, the military, these are the really sort of integral issues that the monolithic state has. Now, I'm never going to sit here and say that humans don't need government. I think they do. But I think that when I say government, what I mean is an organization that keeps you safe. And I absolutely think there are protection services needed. I think that there are people out there that would harm you, would steal from you, and some of those people don't work for the government.
But doesn't that contradict what you said earlier tonight, and that is that your town has no protection from the police?
What?
You have no police
in
your town.
What's the contradiction?
Well, you said that people need protection services. Well, you obviously don't, because you guys are able to protect yourselves.
Well, for one, there's a baseline level of protection in that if you do get your house burglarized where I live, you know, when you're talking about just homes, the more stuff you have, the more likely you are to get robbed, right?
Okay.
So, you know, you're going to need more levels of protection in that circumstance. When you get up to a certain level, that's when you need, you know, that's when you're going to need somebody coming by to keep an eye on the place and that kind of thing. That's why people hire bodyguards.
Surely there are people with a lot of stuff in their homes in the town in which you live.
Sure. And
do they have private security?
You know, it's an unpretentious place. You're not talking about a lot of palatial mansions, even though there are some rather wealthy people. Yeah, you know, there are some pretty big places along the river, though.
I was just calling you out on what you said. You said people need protection.
I think they do need protection.
I gave you as an example of somebody who doesn't have a police force in the town.
There is no police force, but there is a state police department, what they call the stateies. And so, I mean, there's some kind
They're not exactly going to be a fast responder, though.
No, it'll probably be 40 minutes before they ever show up, unless there's something really going on.
Right. If you need
mostly
protection,
what they do is they hang out in the one area of town where the speed limit drops down, the main road where the speed limit drops down to 35, and they just hand out tickets.
I think it's more accurate to say people want to feel safe. They want to feel protected. Whether that's the protection that's coming from their own efforts by, you know, buying weapons and training with them, or taking, you know, personal self-defense courses, or it's by hiring some sort of private security guards or some sort of 24-hour security. There's different levels of protection that people can afford.
Sure,
for
but the state police do provide a baseline. If I'm holding a burglar that I have caught in my house at gunpoint, in, you know, saying, "Hey, you move, and I'm going to blow your head off, and we're gonna wait here for the police to come," you know, they'll probably show up a little more quickly simply because,
maybe,
you know, oh, my God, a free person is holding a weapon. You know, the cops often don't like that. And so, you know, maybe that's not true here in rural New Hampshire. This situation has never occurred for me. Whenever I'm dealing with the police in my general vicinity, I'm wearing a fire department uniform and, mm-hmm. you know, there's no problem at all.
Right. But do you understand the point I'm making? It's not necessarily that people need protection. A lot of people just want to feel like they are safe. And so some people are willing to take their own protection into their own hands, and therefore they don't need anybody else, or at least they feel like they don't. In some cases, people don't want to take that training. They would rather allow someone else to provide them with those services, in which case they can do that. In fact, Detroit's a great example where we're seeing the police department in certain areas of Detroit has basically said, "See ya," and has essentially
packed up and gone home.
Well, not entirely, but what they have done is they've informed the residents of the area that you won't be able to utilize our services between certain hours.
Right.
You can walk into our department and use our policing services from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every single day. If it's outside of those hours, too bad. You can still call 911 and hope that we'll come out to see you, but you can't actually physically walk into the department and be assisted by anyone. That's what they're doing there. And so as a result of that, people are arming up.
Yep.
And they're taking care of their own self-defense. Now, some people don't feel comfortable with that, so there are actually private protection agencies that have literally sprung up and are offering different levels of protection services to people. They'll come and they'll train people. They'll train them on how to use weapons. They'll train them on neighborhood defense and, you know, neighborhood watch and that sort of thing. And they'll also come in and they'll provide those direct services of neighborhood watch and protection and response and all of that.
So, and I think the criminals probably find out pretty quickly that, you know, they're far safer dealing with police than they are with armed citizens.
Safer dealing with police? Okay,
criminals.
So why would you say that?
Because I think that if somebody feels threatened, you know, a regular citizen feels threatened, they're going to smoke somebody.
And that's what's actually been happening in Detroit. More people are arming up, and they are shooting back. I mean, they're not... The police have abandoned them, and if they actually do call the police, it takes them at least a half an hour to come out to an emergency call. This is serious. I mean, it's a serious situation, and it's interesting to look at how the market responds to it. People look at the police and they say, "Oh my God, we've got to have the government to have police," but in point of fact, you don't have to have the government to have protection. The market will provide what people are demanding. That's what people in search of profits do. People who want to make money try to figure out ways to do it, and they try to figure out what it is that people in the marketplace are wanting, try to offer a product or service to those people, and hope that they'll buy it. And if they do, then they'll stay in business. And if they don't, then, well, you know, it was a bad idea. And
100 years ago in this nation, the heyday of this nation really, you know, sort of coming into blossom, most places in the United States didn't have police. The vast majority of places didn't. Very few of the metros, New York City and perhaps Chicago. I'd have to go and look at the actual dates. But, you know, I think it was the 1850s was the first police department. Police departments in the Western world are relatively new. There were sheriffs, but mostly those were tax-collecting bodies for the king.
Jimmy is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Jimmy, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, the way I see it is that people arm themselves because of one reason. They think the police aren't going to show up, and what Detroit's doing up there to those people is a disservice to the public. Because if you have to get your own firearm to protect yourself and the police aren't willing to do it, then I think you should have a beef with the governor or with the mayor of that town. Say, look, we're not going to put up with this anymore.
You can't make money, though. I mean, Detroit's broke.
I know it's broke.
What do you mean you can't make money?
The average citizen can't. I mean, if the government doesn't have money to keep the police department open, then they just don't have money to keep the police department open.
Oh, yeah, I don't want their policing services. I would rather have the marketplace providing.
But the caller's claiming that you have a beef with the mayor, and maybe he's right. I don't know. I mean, no, I don't know that anyone has taken this to any kind of higher court.
Well, I think the legitimate thing to do in that situation would be to hold back taxes, because essentially if the government guys are saying, yeah, we're just not going to provide you with this service.
They're turning off streetlights around there. I mean, Detroit's
40% of the streetlights have been shut. Actually, 40% are non-functioning just because they don't have enough money to fix them, and then another 10% are going to be turned off. So if the government guys aren't supplying the services they have historically supplied, then I think it's time for the property owners there in those neighborhoods to say, to hell with this, we're just not going to cut these people a check. We're going to take this money, we're going to cut that check. Whatever amount we would have normally cut to the city of Detroit, we're going to cut it to one of these private defense agencies. We're going to cut it to the people that are actually taking care of the streets or whoever it is that's picking up the ball in the absence of the city's failure. Jimmy?
Yeah, in my opinion, what Detroit needs to do is go to the governor and say, look, we're not going to take this anymore, and either you do something about it or we're going to go to the Court of Appeals of your state and we're going to appeal to them.
Well, they've actually already been fighting it out in court.
Or go to the Supreme Court and appeal to them.
They've been fighting out in the Supreme Court, and it looks like the state of Michigan's going to win. The state of Michigan doesn't owe anybody in Detroit municipal police services.
No, in fact, it looks like the state of Michigan may end up taking over operations of the city of Detroit with an emergency manager that they may end up bringing in. In fact, I haven't heard an update on that.
You mean like the National Guard?
I don't think it's going to be that, but...
You'll think it'll be martial law, then.
It's just going to be a spanking for the elected bureaucrats that they can't run a decent city.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I'm interested to hear about that, because it's actually been a couple weeks since we've talked about the Detroit situation. They were actually on the brink of bankruptcy and being completely taken over by the state of Michigan. So I wonder if anybody has an update. Feel free to share with us your thoughts about whatever you want. Plus, a third grader's been strip searched. Why? We'll tell you. Coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.